Hello there. Yes, I apologize for the wait. Inevitable, really, these days. November 2nd is even worse than January, with all the New Year's resolutions. So, you're here because you're worried about sex addiction. Oh, you think you may have CSPD? A compulsive sexual behavioral disorder. Oh, you have been consulting Dr. Google, I see. Oh, no, I'm not teasing or making light of the situation. I wouldn't dream of it. It is sadly all too common these days that young men such as yourself are consumed by sexual thoughts and desires to masturbate to such an extent that they even come to worry that it's a medical illness. Oh, yes. Poor boy. I see you feel that you're afflicted in this way. And what has led you to these fears? How often? How many minutes per day in total would you say you're engaging with pornography? Oh, hours. Interesting. And you would like to reduce this total? I'm not here to pass judgment to anyone. I'm genuinely interested in what you're thinking. So, what do you believe would be an acceptable amount of porn to consume? None. Really? And this would be for so-called No Nut November, would it? Or are you thinking longer term? Like an alcoholic who can't, you know, even have a sip of champagne at a wedding for fear of falling off the wagon. Fascinating. So you plan to quit porn forever and not to orgasm for the duration of this month. I see. Well, you do seem determined. What do you perceive as the benefits that will come from this new you? Perhaps visualizing them will help. For example, a new me will have more time to spend on other things. Your turn. Interesting. Okay. Yes, what else? Yes, I see. So you believe you will feel freer and less guilty and be better at forming healthy relationships and be normal, as you say. And this normalcy is desirable? How dull. Oh, nothing. By the way, has this perceived addiction been impacting your health in general? You needed to get to sleep. But how is your sleep after coming? Good. Okay. And unlike booze and chocolate, at least it's not fattening, And what about financially? Any impact there? Oh, I see. Your consumption is limited to free pornography available on the internet. So it's not an actual detriment to your health or your wallet. That's good. And you think going from several orgasms a day to none for a month will be beneficial because... So not a big believer in post-nut clarity, then. You have heard of some kind of mental acuity that descends along with nirvana of epidemial hypertension. It's okay. It's just medical speak for blue balls. So you say you won't have it because you've sworn off sex? Fascinating. Oh, you read that online, did you? Oh. A help group recovering from hypersexual individuals, sexual compulsives, sexaholics. Some of my closest friends. Nice bunch, are they? These nofappers? These reformed wankers? These sober non-jerkers? You can tell me. As I said, I'm not here to judge. So the glorious new you has more time on their hands for healthy relationships with normal people who are not really into sex. He somehow manages to sleep through the night through coping methods as unclear and awake refreshed without nighttime ejaculation. Not even a dribble of pre-cum and the driest of dreams. He is focused and productive, having kept all his power along with his precious semen inside him. He does not ache. He does not feel his cock or his cheeks flood with blood at the sight of shapely arse or a flash of cleavage. It's quite warm in here, isn't it? Let me just undo a couple buttons. Yes, I could see you were wondering about the exact cut and color of my lacy lingerie. It does affect the contours of my blouse, even when buttoned right up. It is lucky that the new you is unaffected by such things, right? Oh, don't worry. You've already consumed so much porn, you had so many impure and salacious thoughts that you're forever doomed to the sexual potential in everyday scenarios, to forever be imprisoned in your mind as a mental pervert, even if you were never to touch that sorry cock of yours ever again. Don't stutter, boy. Speak up. It would be quite natural, for example, out of sheer curiosity, to wonder if this exquisite bra, barely containing my smooth and bulging bosom, is part of a set. That is simple common sense, but some might say biology. Are you curious? Use your words, please. Well, I can satisfy your curiosity easily. It is part of a very expensive and beautifully crafted set. It has a matching thong that clings tightly to my freshly shaven and dripping wet pussy so tightly that it digs in all the right ways, stimulating my clit whenever I cross or uncross my legs like this. I should mention that if I were to edge up this tight pencil skirt, you would first see the matching set of stocking tops. Same lace trim, the same exclusive color palette. Of course, I will not be edging up my skirt and showing you any more of my lingerie. That would be shockingly inappropriate. But it did seem fair to put your mind at ease, given the enormity of the quest that is ahead of you this month. But may I offer some advice? If you're going to attempt to hide an unsightly bulge in your crotch area, then a strategically placed jacket or a man bag would do a better option than your hands. After all, there's only a few millimeters of fabric separating your eager hand from your throbbing cock, which must surely be a little close for comfort, Oh, you look embarrassed. Is it because you're hard? Or because your plans are not quite going as you intended, given that it's only the 2nd of November? There's no need to be embarrassed here. I never judge. You know, there is a school of thought that believes that the act of masturbation is actually quite healthy. And it's just releasing what should not be restricted. Obviously, it's far more impressive to make it through the fabled No Not November if you've been quivering with desire, stroking, squeezing, teasing, and twirling eagerly. All while proving that you have the discipline to resist tipping over the edge. I know that it may not have been your original intention, but why not aim for the stars? Why not truly conquer your natural desire and prove your self-discipline? Oh. How? I can help with that. Don't look so worried. So shy suddenly. You can't begin to fathom how many people I've seen in the state that you're in. That's right. Drop your pants. It doesn't matter if that sound doesn't match what you're wearing. The important thing is that your needy, needy cock is not constrained anymore. What do you mean? What sound? You must be imagining things. Just relax. The important thing right now is that your cock, although your balls look pretty important as well. After all, it is the balls that bear the brunt of these silly internet trends. Just place your hands right there. Your left hand for me. And feel the excitement. Remember, visualize it. How much you crave it over the course of the next month. No, don't need to close your eyes. We don't want you slipping away into fantasy land now, do we? We need you right here. In this audio. Right here in this office. And with your right hand, I want you to squeeze the base of your cock. Use your finger and thumb to make it nice and snug. Cock ring for me. That is pleasing. And since you're not fully erect yet, it makes it all nice and hard for me. Would be ideal for taking it in my mouth, sucking slowly and carefully as it swells and grows. Of course, we're not gonna do that. Touching you would be highly inappropriate, if not impossible, given the sheer distance. So instead, you're going to have to work yourself. Nobody expected this month to be easy. There's some lube for you. You remember putting it there when you pressed play, right? Don't look so confused. This is not the moment to overthink. All you need to do right now is cover your hand in that slippery, slimy lube. And squelch and slip your fingers through your body in all those precious right ways that you love. Good. Now I want you to open your mouth. Not wide, just watch your mouth fall open as if you were about to take the gentlest of moans. Good. You look quite silly, but that is appropriate for somebody engaging in such a silly activity as No Nut November. Now, take those fingers in your hand and squeeze, pinch, until you're quivering and shaking. Yes, squeeze it and twist it and fucking work it as hard and fast as you dare. Don't close your mouth. I want to hear you moan incoherently while you do so. Show me what a good gooner you can be. Pump it, squeeze it, work it, jerk it, fucking slap it. Now, properly. All nice and slippery and hard. You better make sure you produce enough pre-cum before that lube goes all sticky. You'll have to use your spit instead. Pump, 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 pump. Good boy. Look at your cock for me. Look at it. Look at your fingers. Your fist. As you work that meat stick. This is you. This is part of you. You should be proud of your fucking cock, you moron. It works great. It gets hard when you're aroused. It is perfectly normal, healthy, and desirable. And you're even lucky enough to be able to work it to completion and to spill your fucking seed. To jizz, to cum, to release, to splatter your baby batter. This is a good thing. Now pump it, squeeze it, stroke it, work it for me. And keep that fucking mouth open and moaning. Because you're not in a therapist's office. And because I'm just a voice on the other side of the world. We can play this game any way we want. And today it's my game and I want you desperate. I want your cock throbbing. I want you to bust harder than you can remember. Ever. And let go of all the guilt, bullshit, and stupid intentions. Do not stop working that cock from me. Good boy. Now I'm gonna give you a countdown. Because I like the feeling of controlling your orgasm. It amuses me. You know what else I like? I really like sucking on a dildo. Imagining it's your cock. Yes. Even though we will never meet, I still have you on my mind. Every little inch and sweet, sweet taste of you. I don't give a fuck what it looks like, what your personality is. All you are to me is a yummy little toy. One that I can roll my tongue around and lap at every inch. For its one purpose. Yum. Because of this, I'm gonna play with a remarkably flexible toy as I count you down. If you're really experienced at this, then you can go hands-free. Since I'm not going to give you any more instructions on what to do with yourself. That's right. Try for the big prize of the HFO. You're a fully grown adult, for fuck's sake. You know how to come. I'm just gonna lick and suck and toy with myself, but we're gonna start with 10. And I warn you, it's gonna be agonizingly slow. Taste of a girl whose tongue is experienced on your crotch. You wouldn't want it any other way, right? Ready? Ten.
Mm-hmm.
One. Come. That's right. Good boy. And fuck your no-nut November.